Good afternoon. The Valencian Regional Government has begun updating the region's register of tourist homes, removing 943 properties in an initial clean-up. The move aims to improve oversight, prevent illegal rentals, and streamline administration. After years of uncontrolled expansion in tourist rentals, authorities are enforcing stricter regulations. The update ensures accurate data collection and safeguards the housing market. Properties with missing or incorrect information have been removed. Key areas impacted include Benidorm, Calpe, Colliera, Gandia, and Valencia City. The tourism department estimates that 34,000 properties may ultimately be removed. More than 1,400 property managers and 22,000 private owners have already been asked to update their data. A Chinese social media operation that aims to whip up political anger in the West has called for the overthrow of a foreign government when impersonating protesters criticizing flood relief efforts in Valencia, so online analyst outfit Graphica said. New York-based Graphica said an operation dubbed Spamouflage posed this month as a human rights group called Safeguard Defenders to spread online calls for the government to be toppled in response to the catastrophic floods in October that killed 224 people. This is the first time we have seen Spamouflage directly calling to overthrow a foreign government, Graphica said in its latest report, and said it detected dozens of accounts across social media platforms seeding videos and images criticizing the handle of the floods by Pedro Sanchez's minority government and by the Valencia regional government. The Chinese embassy in Madrid did not immediately respond to an email requesting comment, nor did the Spanish government. A police chief inspector has sounded the alarm about Gibraltar passengers dodging security checks when travelling from Malaga Airport. The chief inspector of the National Police has ordered officers not to allow Gibraltar residents and other non-EU passengers to travel from Malaga Airport over fears they're dodging proper security checks. Those living on Gibraltar have long enjoyed lax travel restrictions when crossing into Spain, meaning residents can travel freely as well as in 26 other European countries. In a memo sent to border control officers this week, the chief inspector said that boarding passes issued in Gibraltar for redirected flights would not be accepted for entry to Malaga Airport as they lack sufficient security measures and cannot be verified. A football legend, Lionel Messi, has his eyes set on a sensational return to Barcelona after lighting up Major League Soccer with Inter Miami. The Argentine maestro has reportedly told a family friend that the Catalan club is calling him home. With 1 year left on his Miami contract, the club owner, Jorge Mas, remains hopeful that the 8-time Ballon d'Or winner will stick around for a trophy-laden 2025 and star in the grand opening of their new stadium in 2026. Whilst the playing comeback could be complicated by Barca's ongoing money troubles, an ambassadorial role could see Messi back in their colours off the pitch, if not on it. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.